Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 hey. Good morning. This is Dr. Cappuccino Marcia. Hi, everybody. You are now talking with the servant of Global Vision for Living today. And so much is going on. So much is always going on. But no matter what, people still want to hear about God and about God's Son and about how they can live their life to the fullest in the eyesight and the oversight of a God who in Psalm 83:18 calls himself the supreme God of the universe. He said, I'm not going to give my glory to anyone else. No other God comes before me. I am God, and I am God all alone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Our topic today is why should I have anything to do with a God that I cannot see? I can't touch him. I can't feel him. Oh, I think I can. This is part four. And, you know, Colonel William Harrison has been with us for several weeks, and he's been really helping out with good information on this topic. Why should I be interested in God? Why should I have anything to do with him? My goodness, I got money in the bank. My home is paid for. My car is paid for. I'm eating good. I got a good spouse at my side and maybe somebody at my other side. I don't know how to put that. But why should I be interested? I'm okay. You know, I'm good, as they used to say in the early turn of the 2000. But today, we're going to talk again about 21 ways that anybody interested in a new way of life, a new way of living, how they can get to know God. Colonel Harrison is on a little staycation today, taking care of some very important business. But as you know, especially with Dr. C, the show must go on. It will go on. So rather than keep talking about what we need to do about God, first of all, we got to know about him. The scripture said that his son came that they might know him, take up the cross of walking in his footsteps. So today, we have 30 minutes. I'm going to go through the 21 ways. Someone might can say 21 weeks to get to know God. We don't have time to read 66 books of the Bible. We can. You know, if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you better watch out. Time is limited. But you do have time to learn 21 ways that can help you get to know God in an instant, overnight. But, of course, you will have to study these 21 ways. But we're going to learn 21 ways to get to know God because, like I just said, many don't have time to read 66 books, but they do have time to use 21 weeks to learn what God requires of mankind interested in living a life worth living and keeping oneself without blemish of the world. Well, here we go. Three we've already covered in the last 3 weeks. But if you want to get your pen and paper out, you can, or you can send me an email at MotherNature7. That's one word, MotherNature, and then 7@gmail.com. And I will send you the list. And as you're going about your daily or your weekly activities, you can jump to the side and pick your list up and see where you're at with getting to know God. Number one, to get to know God, you've got to pray to the true God to get to know him. Pray. Some might say, well, I don't know where my prayer is going. How do I know it's reaching the right God? You're going to pray and ask the Savior to help you You're going to pray in the name of Jesus. That's how you know. Jesus said when he was on earth, no one can come to the Father except through me. You know that wasn't a lie. He said that. So, number one, pray to the true God and ask him, help me get to know you, God. God Jehovah. Number two, turn around and away from dead and evil works. We know what they are, but we've covered that. Anything you know is not like God, something God has not asked you to do, get away, stay away, run away. Turn around and away from dead works. Number three, now this is how you can get to know God, okay? Exchange bad works for good works. You know what good works are. So if we're engaging in any kind of bad works, lying, stealing, you know, I just heard that over in Afghanistan with the new regime, they're going to start, well, they never stopped, but they're going to start cutting the hands off of those that steal anything. Oh, my God. Well, that's one way to get some law and order, I guess. But we're talking about getting to know the true God. Number four, read and study God's word. Where is his word at? What is his word? Well, his word has been circulating for decades, centuries. So what we know here in the United States is called the Holy Bible, Genesis through Revelation. That's God's anointed, inspired word. 66 books. Read and study his word. Again, you don't have time to go in and just sit word by word from Genesis to Revelation. But you can start off with the chapters, 66 books. There's a lot of study on what each book means, what each book says, what each book was written for and about, and who wrote the books. Okay? Scripture says all of the Bible was inspired by those that love God and that walk the earth to talk about God. Number four, read and study God's word. How are you going to bake a cake and you don't have any recipe of instruction? How are you going to do that? Well, you got to read and study God's word if you want to get to know God. Number five, obey God's word. There's no real use of reading what we know is the Bible, and you're not going to do what it says. Why run to the hospital for help when you have a bullet wound and you're not going to take the doctor's orders to do what he says? That's stupid. You're going to obey God's word. Whatever it says in there, to the best of your ability, you're going to obey God's word. Number six, this is all how you're going to get to know God. Number six, you're going to share God's word with others. You might not want to go door to door. It's crazy out there. You might not want to write letters to your neighbors. But what you can do, you can take a scripture out of each book of the Bible. And when you talk to your friends, when they call you with nonsense, garbage, junk talk, you can say, hold it. I've made a commitment to do right, live right, and turn around from dead works. And what you're talking about sounds like something that would lead to some dead works. So I'm going to share something good with you. Genesis 1:1. And God created the earth. Oh, my God. Here, let's talk about this creative God. Where did he get that power from? Oh, my goodness. We're talking about 21 ways to get to know God. The seventh is, guess what? Love one another. Love one another. You don't care who they are, what they do, what color they are. Now, this doesn't mean run and mix around with those that have no interest in God, don't care nothing about him, don't want to hear about him. That is not part of the 21 ways to get to know God. Share God's word with others. Love one another. Just love them anyway. Love means to acknowledge that they are made also in the presence of God. And if he thought enough to create them, you feel the same way. You're going to love one another. How can you love one another? If they're hungry, feed them. Scripture says that. If they're naked, clothe them. Help clothe them. If they, and let's bring it up to modern day. If they need a ride to the doctor, that's showing love to get them to the doctor. They're laying flat on their back. Their house is filthy. To go over and help them clean up parts of their home. That's showing love for them, love for one another. Offering your love and your help, your assistance, part of your means of life. That's showing love. Love one another. You're certainly going to get to know God loving one another. Number 8, care for one another. You don't have to prowl around the neighborhood to see who needs help. Is there a senior that needs groceries that you can pick up on your way out of your door? Are there seniors? Are there children? Are there anyone that you know in your neighborhood or on the street that is in need of care? Maybe a sandwich. Maybe a health kit. Maybe something you can put together and donate. Care for one another. That's another way you can get to know God. Number 9, work to do good to one's family. You know, I hear all the time families putting other family members out on the street, fighting with them, even taking their lives. You're not going to get to know God doing things like that. But those, you can start in your own family, showing good works and helping those in your own family become better people, better citizens, healthier individuals. Start in your own home. That's a way you can get to know God. Care for the animals. Bible says Adam named all of them as they were brought to him and as they came to him in the Garden of Eden. Says he was naming them. So in God's sight, animals are important. Many people don't think that because they don't speak our language. Care for animals. Be interested in the animal kingdom. Number 11. Shun bad company. And this is one of the worst things going on around the world. People are saying, doctor, this world, people in it has lost their mind. You have people doing everything with their bodies, to their bodies, outside of their bodies, inside of their bodies like never before. People are hurting because they don't know God, and they're doing everything. You don't want to be a part of that. And especially now with COVID, laws are saying get away, stay away, run away from anyone that is infected with COVID-19. But bad company, people talking crazy, cursing all the time, lying, never having nothing good to say, and they want to infect you with that poisonous attitude. Shun bad company. Someone come looking for them, you might get caught in the crossfire. That's one way to get to know God. God says, hey, I'm a holy God. Nothing evil can stand in his sight. Shun bad company, no matter who it is. Get away, stay away from them. Avoid gossip, number 12, and evil speech. God created speech as a way to worship him, sing to him, and honor him through your mouth. You can't do it with gossip. We're all humans marching toward the graveyard, I was told. Avoid gossip and evil speech. Let go, number 13, of evil thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is he. We have to watch our thoughts. You're hungry and broke. You're talking about being hungry and broke. You are sick and wretched because you're going about with wretched and sick-inducing speech. Stop it. Avoid gossip. You want to get to know God? Stop gossiping and using evil speech. Evil thoughts. Let go of evil thoughts. Stop thinking evil. Stop thinking about bad things, and you'll get to know God. Number 14, be truthful and honest with one another. Stop going about lying. If you can't speak the truth to your friends, stay away from them. Be truthful and honest with one another. 15, obey those who have rule over you. Your politicians, your president, city council members, law enforcement, your doctors. Your doctor have rule over you if you're laying on your back unconscious. That includes them. Obey them. Do what they say. I used to talk about people run to a doctor and then don't do what the doctor say. You want to get to know God? Start being truthful and honest. Obey those that have rule over you. Obey those. Obey the law. Number 16, eat and drink to God's glory. So many diabetics are in America alone. Big, obese, and just putting on clothes almost meant for a three-year-old. Eating and drinking to damnation. Ruining your health with bad food. Drinking alcoholic beverages. And jumping behind a car steering wheel. It's not going to work. In order to get to know God, you've got to eat and drink to his glory. You can't glorify God 700-800 pounds. You know better than that. Seek help for that. Eat and drink to God's glory. I've known people to say, oh, I knew you were a Christian because I saw how you were eating. Eat and drink to God's glory. 17, seek to honor God's Son. His name is Jesus. I know many are going around saying Jesus, Jehovah, the Bible. I know they're going around saying that those two is not the only way to eternal life and happiness. But when you seek to honor, you look for ways to honor Jesus Christ. How do you do that? Being nice to others. Sharing God's word. That's how you honor his Son. Following in Jesus Christ's footsteps. Number 18, presenting your body a living sacrifice. Many people that want to get to know God, they are not presenting their body a living sacrifice. Dope, drugs, overabundance of food, alcoholic drink. I'm going to say this again, all manner of drugs. In America, they say 1 in 4. I think it now might be 1 in 3 are on some kind of a prescription drug. What is the problem? Don't know God. Not to exist off of some artificial pills, drugs, medication. It's all right to take medication if your doctor prescribes. But remember, your goal is to get better, live better, feel better, and do better. You're not taking medication just to take medication and sit up there and watch TV all day. No. You're told to present your body a living sacrifice. That might be a future topic. Well, how do I do that? Illicit drugs, illicit sex, illicit anything that will not get you in a position to know God. Leave it alone. You should be holy. The Bible says, God says, be ye holy as I am holy. You can't present your body holy doing all sorts of things. Number 19, defending God. Many of us will go places and stand around those that talk disparagingly about God. I don't need him. He ain't nothing. I can't see him. I do what I want to do. Anytime someone talks negative about God, step up there. You might not know all the 66 books, but you know, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to redeem and buy back where we walked off and got lost. If you know one scripture, that's enough. Don't stand around people disparagingly talking about God. You tell them, leave my God alone. Leave my God alone. You defend God. When you hear error and wrong doctrine, step up to the plate and say, excuse me, I to witness for God. I am here to witness about God. I am here to tell you God lives, and he lives through me and in me and through my tongue, through my mouth. Defend God. Don't stand up there and let people talk disparagingly about God. That's not right. Number 20, worship among those who love God. Stop hanging around the wicked. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Anybody talking down about God is wicked. Anybody not interested in hearing about God is wicked. Anybody standing around not trying to give God glory through their speech and through their activities. You know what? They don't love God. They're not trying to find out or figure out how to love God. Be found amongst those that profess to love God and that want to learn more about him, no matter how much they think or say they already know. There's always something new to learn about God. Every day is the new day. What does God have planned for me today? Worship, that means honor God, glorify God, profess love of God through your mouth and through your activities. When you worship God, you honor God. When you worship God, you put him on high. When you worship God, you're giving God all magnificent honor. Oh, my God. Worship among those who love God. You don't know where they are? Ask God to help. Just open your mouth up and say, Lord, I got to worship you. Put me in the company of those that do. In Jesus' name. That's all you got to say. Number 21. Ask God to show you how to love him with your whole mind, heart, and soul. People say, oh, Dr. Cappuccino, I pray all day. I pray all night. I pray, I pray, I pray. I don't see anything happening. It's happening. Remember, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. And those who come to him must worship him in spirit and in truth. How are you going to do that? You're going to ask God, the Psalm 83:18 God, to show you how to love him. Maybe you weren't really loved as you felt you should have been as a child. And then you grew up not being able to share the love. You can't give what you don't have, what you never got. Perhaps that was your lot in life. So we need to ask God to show us how to love him. Show us how to walk in his loveliness. Show us that it is worth it to get to know a living God. He might not be made out of flesh and blood. God did the best he could. He said, come, let us make man in our image in Genesis. So we're in the image of God. We don't owe anyone anything but God. In the way of our adoration, our holiness, our holy life, our attitude toward getting to know this God, that's it. That is it. That is it. So we covered 21 ways to get to know God. You might say, is there any help now for me? Yes, it is. You can always email mothernature7@gmail.com with all of your Bible questions. Right now, since COVID seems to be turning a curve, we do plan on having in-person meetings, in-person gatherings, celebrations of love for God. That's on our books. Every week, you're free to tune in and hear what thus saith the Lord. But now you have a chance to learn 21 ways to get to know God. How are you going to worship and love any God and you don't know anything about him? How are you going to tell your neighbor anything about a God you know nothing about? How are you going to obey God if you don't know anything about him? How are you going to stop thinking if you don't know anything about the God that created the mind and the brain? Come on, let's give God some glory. Let's do that through getting to know God, who he is, where he came from, what is he about, why do we need God? Why is he alone the supreme God? Does he have help? Am I important in his life? Oh, my God. Next week, we're going to start talking about God. What is he and who is he? Tune in next week. But right now, we're going to talk about reading and studying God's word. That's for this week. Get a Bible, borrow a Bible, just pick it up and start reading through it. And we'll talk next week on how you can get the most out of it and how you will show God you love him. 21 ways of getting to know him. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Try not to eat too much. And remember, God loves you. He may not love the works that he's seen, but he loves his creation. God bless you. See you next week with Colonel Harrison through the Global Vision of Living Today Rock Talk Radio Show.